what's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of On The Table.
O-T-T.
I don't roll alone. Of course, my name is Tepi, and
I'm Kamutso.
And Ghost Lady,
always here, always present, always ghosting us like
yes,
men.
Maras Koda. I just love it.
On the table this week, let's put it there. What are we talking about?
Guys, we're talking about Mjolo and money. Is Mjolo worth it without money? Or are you happy with money or without? Like, kwenzakalani, are you happy when there's money or not? Keep on.
Ghosty, let's start with you, baby
it
girl.
It just depends on who you are and what you can handle.
You're going to have to unpack it a little bit more?
I guess it depends on your situation and where you are in life, because I think that also matters. Like, if you're a student, you cannot be thinking, usuzothenga amamenshini, and, you know, unless you're aiming high, ufuna abo, like, sugar daddies who've got the mansions, okay, that's another thing. But if you are looking for another, if you're a student and you're looking to date Koneva City, what do you expect? You know?
Okay. You know? Comes up for you?
Now all I can say is men are also tired of dating broke women.
Ooh.
They're also tired
have
of that.
Have standards, my brother. It's all right.
Okay.
I always how say, many don't times can date broke girls.
Yes. How many times can a nigga be always be asked, Unaimot?
Yay, wena.
Unaimot. Every day, unaimot.
Yeah, and you can't ask me if I have a car if you don't have a car. Yes, I'm kidding. Girls, you better ask if he has a car. Okay? No, we're not doing this walking thing in 2021.
You're not doing this walking thing.
No! And there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong, but what do you have as well?
What are you bringing?
Are you asking me personally? Because I'm about to shut down this conversation. Okay.
No.
Let's actually start from the beginning. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about Mjolo and money. Mm. Let's tackle it from an angle of Mjolo without money. This is now love, I'd like to think.
Mm.
Your take on it? You've dated a broke guy before?
I love love. I love it. And I would do it over and over without money. Provided. That we are building towards getting the money.
Okay.
Yes.
So how do you know? What's a guarantee that you know that this man will make it? This man will get the money? Even you, quite honestly, how guaranteed are you that you will get to that end destination?
Oh, I know I will. Because I believe 100%. In myself.
Oh.
I know I will.
But let's be honest, we all believe. Because sometimes it also goes back to...
belief is not...
I believe I can do it. But what are you doing? What are you starting with?
Pella, believing involves putting in the work.
Okay.
You can't say, I believe, and that time you're busy chilling somewhere, busy watching stuff, you're not doing anything productive,
true.
You're not hustling, you're not knocking on those doors.
Okay,
you're not making money.
Yes.
Time is money. So
yes.
If you can... I don't know.
But is it an attainable dream? Okay,
yes.
So we're now speaking about someone who's saying we're hustling and Yabona, you've given yourself a timeline. I don't know if you give yourselves time frames that in 5-10 years this is where we're going to be, and if the 10 year lapses we're like yeah, about that, babes.
Yeah,
it's finished time, eh?
And even those time like, you know, when you put that time limit, like, how far can you go? Are you going to be waiting for 10 years?
Exactly. So I can know that's the time frame you gave. You gave a 10 year. So it's not fair if you give your person a 10-year time lapse, and then after that, out of nowhere, it's finished. So that's what I'm now saying. Sorry about that. So now I'm saying about the attainable goal. So yes, say you want to be whatever it is and you're working towards it and you've got it. Then your person, example, kind of what's that movie, that Acrimony, right?
Acrimony, yeah.
Where you see that this guy's dream is not necessarily something we can do now. It's not attainable now. What do you do? Oh, we're not... this might sound like a pipe dream. And yes, no one's dream is invalid, blah, blah, fish paste, but here we are.
Yeah.
So what do we do?
Yeah.
Do you then sit there also and say...
Ish.
Now all I can say is... As long as... we are, I mean, 10 years, you can't tell me who in 10 years there isn't like a difference. You can't see who,
sure.
Can't be. If it happens like that in 10 years' time, then clearly what the fuck were you guys doing?
10 years, loving is
10 years, like, what the fuck were you doing?
Exactly.
Okay.
You need to secure the bag here and there. You can tell, manuabona tape, you can see.
You're not talking to me about that because I'm not involved in that situation.
What in the situation where you as a woman are become the provider?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you then happy in that instance? You are in the situation, Mjolo and money, but money is coming from the female.
Of course not. Of course not. Why not? Want a vacation. You want to be taken.
Yeah.
But what if you can afford your own flight?
That's like, fine. It's easy can,
but at some point, don't you want to be surprised? Ba shapeka baby, pack your bags, ravaya. Like.
Also, listen, okay? Let me tell you a little disclaimer. I don't care what you think, okay?
Yes.
I don't care what you think about me. I don't care whether you think I'm a gold digger. It's fine. Now, with that being said,
yeah,
we don't make memories on the couch. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah.
We don't make memories by sitting here Netflixing and chilling.
Thank you.
Right? Mm. We travel.
Yes.
Cool? Traveling needs
money.
Currency.
Chankura.
Cool?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Simple things. So it's about that.
Yeah.
My problems are different to what they were when I was in varsity.
Yeah. Yes.
Varsity, you can 1,000 meets. Okay. Oh, you've done my day even. Yeah. Now yo, I'm going to take my friends out
term.
And buy them scent. And,
so now about that.
No, now it's capital for businesses.
Yes.
Now I'm
yes.
saying we're doing internal transfers.
Yes.
It's a different kind of problem.
Yeah. Mm.
And you're right when you say you must go to where you are aligned.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I cannot go and date a table whose net income is 4,000 Rand, example.
Oh.
And I'm sitting
of course
here,
you are Tepi Pela.
Firstly, wait, because we're each going to go through our stories.
Sitting in the tree.
Kirangore, Tepo wa 4,000 Rand, and then I say, I've got monthly expenses of myself and other things that my lifestyle is 4,000 Rand a bill. That's a bit of a problem. Okay? Mm. This is an example.
But isn't your expenses your own expenses? Why do you have to 100% put those expenses upon a man?
Expenses and my lifestyle.
Okay.
So lifestyle are things like we're going out. Lifestyles are things like what we eat. I'm not entering boxer. Okay.
Oh.
I'm entering a different kind
of Cambridge.
Yeah, do you understand what I mean?
Oh, okay.
So there's a different level of
problems
that you have the older you get,
yeah,
right? And it's
yeah.
also exposure, etc., and things like that count. So, with that being said, the money part, please, me, I'm not sitting here trying to date for love.
You're not going there now.
In fact, I remember my sister said to me, don't marry for love. Don't make the mistake I made.
Marry for love.
No.
Marry for money.
Love won't pay the bills.
As long as Luena, you're bringing the money, me, I don't have a problem. Because
yeah.
I fundamentally have a problem when you expect the man to be the one that's bringing the bag constantly.
100%.
That time, you're not doing jack shit 100%. To make sure at least la balance. Because at the end of the day, we are about balancing each other. Unless wa shapa wa feta.
Something.
Yes. Please do.
The brokest nigga you've ever dated? Tell me the story.
Nah.
Ooh,
wow. Guys, if you remember the second episode, I remember telling you guys, like, I paid for everything. But obviously,
he was coming every time.
See,
every time she gets
understand.
Paid.
Bruh, I don't understand that. You don't understand.
No.
Guys,
I just
do
don't
it.
Understand which menu book I'd have to
when
be reading.
When you're stigmatized, you will.
So you've never paid for a guy. You've never supported a guy financially. That has never been your issue. Okay.
I honestly can't think of anything. And listen, like I said, I've dated, you know, relatively. Do we want to use the word broke? Yeah. Relatively broke, guys. I have. Mm-hmm. And to be honest,
I'm at a broke guys deserve love too.
They really do.
They
but there's
do.
A market for them. There's a target market
Yo.
For them. And that's okay.
Okay.
Because
but what's wrong with, okay, let's say a woman of your caliber, Tepi.
Caliber. Oh my God.
Lutwile. Caliber.
Guess what? You've put yourself
I don't have a dance.
You know? But what's wrong with you scaling down? With whichever man you're with.
And what if he makes you feel good? Like,
yes,
everything
you scale
else is
it
perfect.
Down.
You just don't have the money.
Exactly.
He
scaling
just doesn't have
down.
The money. What if? Just what? What would you do? Tell us. We're interested
yeah.
to know. What would you do?
Instead of Cape Town, you go to Hardee's.
Yes.
Oh, no, but then he's not broke. Guys, okay, when
no,
we're speaking of broke,
no,
bro,
no, you,
I'm talking about a guy.
It, no, no, you made this Hardee's trip
I'm
possible.
Paid for Hardee's.
Yes.
No, I'm not going to do that. Yeah, actually, I'm crazy. No, I'm not going to do that. No, so
because
I have paid for vacations before, right?
Okay.
And this is to spoil, okay?
Okay?
So, ladies, listen up and listen closely.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
This is a tip for you.
All right.
Yeah.
So, I dated a guy who I'm talking about now. The guy I've dated who was probably the richest guy I've ever dated.
Oh,
okay.
Was he? No, the richest guy I've ever dated didn't really want to date me. Well, we vibe.
Oh,
okay, that's cool. Okay, so this guy relatively had enough money. Cool.
Oh, okay.
Hajola butwaka, you know.
Yeah. And they were spending on you.
Of course.
There's also another issue.
Of course.
So where you relatively date someone who's very
stingy.
Are they stingy?
Listen to me. I can't give
you. Basically, you're eating just.
Remember,
the idea.
I'm giving you tips here.
Okay, we're listening.
So what you do, it's almost like investment, right?
Oh.
So you put in 2 rand, and you know you're going to get 2 thou.
Oh,
okay.
How do you do
example?
Example.
So
we know shopper forex. When
I'm forex trading, man. No, listen. So things like I said, you know, I dated a relatively wealthy guy, and he would do things for me. You know, you'd make sure that he sends me lunch, make sure if I've got an issue. I mean, the other day I couldn't renew my license because my traffic fines were older than me.
Oh.
You know, so he'd pay for things like that. So then, what do I proceed to do? I go on what used to be Groupon. Go on Groupon. Go on bookings.com. 35% off, 40% off holidays.
Yo.
I book and I say, babe, I just booked something for you so you can go spoil yourself.
Yes.
And then what does he
lucky
think?
Lucky guy.
Yo, a very selfless baby girl. That time, how much did I pay?
500 for a full body massage.
How much do you pay? 17,000. You must be able to gauge your life.
But that's the thing. That's why I said, at least you are not broke. There's girls that can't even do that.
Nothing.
Not even happy birthday. Moto, how happy birthday? Happy birthday.
Oh, that's a currency. That's a currency.
No, that's
don't
not.
Don't you dare write that
not
currency.
All the time.
Like, put like, currency, please. Don't you dare.
Not all the
like
time.
Valentine's Day gifts. I'm bringing myself.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Dish.
Naked.
And you will accept
time.
It with open arms and know that it's a lot of money. Guys, it's a lot of currency. You wax, you shop at Vajayshals, that's money.
That is for you. That is
no.
You don't want you having bumps and scratching yourself all day. It's for you.
It's not for me only, Bella. It's also for him. Okay, nah.
What if he comes to you and says, no, actually, I like it all hairy.
I like it marinified.
I had an ex like that, and he also had money, and he's like, he likes it hairy.
Yes.
Okay, exactly. So I'm just saying, you've gone and now you're naming your bills. I went to going to go get a wax. I went to go get a weave. And he goes, I like it natural. Estee Lord. No,
yo,
I don't like
and that
makeup.
Was the trashiest nigga of all time. Yo, he played me like a tape. What a rubbish of a boy. And I kept it hairy for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe for like, okay, we didn't date for that long. But I kept it hairy for like a month.
You kept it.
Worst mistake of my life.
Why?
Doesn't matter though.
Did he have money?
He did. He had tons of money.
You can't complain.
He did. He had tons of money, but it was not worth it.
Ish.
It was not worth it. And I suppose that's the moral of the story.
I guess
they really aren't
the moral of the story also is that some things are for you and not for the niggas.
Yes.
Okay, we're going back now.
Yes.
Let's go back. Ghosty, you were supposed to tell us of the brokest guy you've dated.
The brokest guy I've ever dated. I just think it was. But remember, I used to actually like. Before in my dating, I came to a conclusion of, I want to date guys in my own league. So this was like, let's say varsity.
But what would that be?
Yeah, varsity, I was happy with, you know,
okay.
We're together. Oh, you can buy me McDonald's. I'm happy.
And you're
with
happy.
That. You know, like, okay, we have to take a taxi together. Or we, whatever. It wasn't even Uber then, you know, like,
and
if we can afford
signage.
It. Yeah. So I was kind of pretty humble. Mm. You know,
and obviously now you're like, I ain't playing no humble.
I ain't playing no more. I've seen the other side.
Oh, graduated. Graduated.
Okay. I've had my fair share of break, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Not one, but many. Mm-hmm. And it was purposeful. And it's also in these times. And when I say in these times, I mean in the times where I'm an adult.
Mm.
Cool.
Mm. Yeah.
So in as much as you think, because here's the thing about when you're. When you're single like me and consistently are single over and over again, you kind of say, the guy who asks you, the next guy who asks you out, you're like, maybe that is my guy, you know, give him a chance.
Mm. Mm.
Or maybe let me give him a chance because this possibly is the guy and I must look beyond everything else. And that's what you try to do.
Yeah.
Mm. Isn't it life will humble you? So when I think of... I'm not going to say the brokest guy I've ever dated. So we weren't really dating with this guy. We were nertusan.
Because tusana fella,
you know,
la helper.
But yeah, beswashani zand, la yas. Community work.
Tit for tit is a good spirit.
So yeah, we were helping each other for a very long time, right? So this guy, I have given a guy money. So I loaned him money. And I feel like I say this story all the time. So if you listen to me on radio, you've heard the story. But I'm going to repeat it again.
Yeah.
Because it pisses me off.
Wow.
So We dated with this, oh, well, whatever the hell we're doing. But Susanna, it. Yeah. So Susanna, kwam nandi, kwam chea.
But Susanna,
so we started.
You see, I told you. Damn.
So then he lived in Midrand, right? But he didn't have a car. Hmm. So he did have furniture, just
at least.
But in a bachelor room, and you're fine. You know, you're just like you're trying yourself out, and that's
all
cool.
Right. Mm.
And I wasn't particularly. I mean, I'd come from Durban, so I was back in town. It was cool. It was cool vibes, you know. Mm. He smokes weed. I wasn't really smoking weed at that time, but we vibed. Good personality. Situation.
So this is not recent.
This is somewhat. 6 years ago.
Oh, okay. Because I'm hearing you back from Durban. I'm thinking how?
No.
Is this 2 weeks back?
This is, yeah, okay. No. Remember, I lived in Durban before. Okay, okay. Move on.
Okay.
Fast forward. Mm. This guy then asks me for money on one Slimanyana day.
Oh. Hey. And Stupunga,
but
you
then,
agrees.
No, but then we weren't dating anymore. We weren't designing anymore. We're just cool people now. Because I'm cool people with my exes. My exes, no. I
yeah, got you. It's happy.
Anytime is today.
Bona.
You can fry this chicken. Ah. So then, we then move forward, right? Uh-huh. And then he asked me for money. He needs 2,000 rands and he needs to move out. I was just like, how do you not have 2,000 rand out? Anyway, I give him 2,000 rand. I said, you'll pay me back. Cool peeps. Fast forward, it's time to pay back the 2,000 rand. Did he pay back my 2,000 rands? He said he doesn't have it. So,
what if he didn't?
Karakutli. And he didn't have it. And I've explained this actually before.
Is
on,
it the
on the podcast.
Is it yes. The bicycle guy? Oh.
Now that I say it. So yeah, this guy had a bicycle. He didn't have a car.
So he was eco-friendly.
He was 100% eco-friendly. Yeah. I mean, no, of course.
But a mountain
this is
bike.
The life we are promoting.
And you're like, mountain bike equivalent
yeah, but it
to 2,000.
It wasn't a mountain bike. It was a relay.
Oh, but you had a car.
Of course I had a car. Oh. I've been having a car. But like, he had a relay.
A relay.
Mm.
Bicycle. That's like the bicycle you drive when you're 14. It's clearly not the bike you drive when you ride.
BMX
situation. Quite honestly, BMX is quite expensive.
You've been through a lot.
That's the brokest guy I've dated. Oh. Now we move from
but
that one.
He had a bike.
He had a
some
bike.
Some people don't even have a bike.
And I understand that, but that's also the very same people I wouldn't necessarily go for, right? Mm-hmm. Would you go for someone like that? Which is okay if you do. There's nothing wrong with that.
Me, I'm a lover of love, guys. Oh. Like, judge me if you can. I love love. Like, I don't care, bro. We could be cooking on the two plate. Yeah. I'm a lover.
Little chummy thing about.
What?
Prama stove, baby. Me and you.
Bona. Say food.
I'm a crazy azonuga.
Yo.
Prama stove.
Nah, but guys, like, all I can say is like, namatota katelok chola namantabang inamad. At least take him out. Buy him a gift. Mm. To have money doesn't mean like you have to have millions, but like, let go to Nsbawela, I'm a hot wings. That time you don't even have like imali, I'm a hot wings yourself. It's a problem. It's a problem.
Okay, so
Mcholo with
so Mcholo, it should be like things that are like far beyond your reach, not just.
Not
you
just.
Can't be hot wings.
Hey, not just, guys. Like she was saying, capital for business. But also, if he doesn't have capital for business, can you raise at least 50% and let him hustle the rest?
Mm.
Let's be honest,
guys. When we are in a relationship, we're not obviously sitting here saying that all you're doing is paying.
Pay.
Oh, dear life. No, yeah. Because there are parts and elements where you play, right?
Yeah.
So things like the heavy duty shit, it's not my business, that one. I'm telling you that for free. I'm not trying to pay for any heavy business. But I'm trying to have your card, you know, to go out and do, you know, things that needed to be done. Like maybe if we're trying
to
buy
you
groceries,
give your card?
Things like that. For what? You don't need my card? Is he going to take my measly F&B Capitec card? No.
He
I can
would.
Tell you that for free. No.
He would.
Then he's
he
not would. Mine. He's not mine to have. I get no. No, 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 no. But let me also tell you, one of the guys that right I don't now.
You know, like you
with.
Go on trips and you're like, no, let me pass by. What do you need? You know what?
Of course, yes,
tent.
That I do. Come on. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Of course I'll do that. You know what I mean? If I go on vacation, we'll do lunches, we'll do dinners, and I'll pay for a few lunches. He'll pay. Do you know things like that? I don't mind those things. Will I pay for the vacation we're going to for a couple of days? Absolutely not. You know, those are things that some
not
memories,
even meet him halfway, Nyana. Maybe for activities, you get there, you know he's paid for the vacation. attention and you want to surprise them.
100%. I've done that before.
Okay.
And plus, I think, Khomotso, it's in those cases, when you're planning together, like I can understand, let's say, we would say, oh, you know, it would be nice. Let's do this and that. Oh, you know what? I'm checking. Oh, maybe I can buy the flights, you know, whether you handle the hotel. You know, just like,
oh, no.
Not baby. Yeah, Stacha.
Yeah, no, sorry. Let me sit out of this conversation.
Okay, I think. Maybe it's in these committed kind of relationships where you're already discussing, where finances are like open table.
She's cringing right now. Yeah. She's cringing. She's like, what the fuck are you all talking about? I ain't paying for
but
shit.
In the same note, get it, understand it like this. I know, for instance, remember now, I'm married. So as much as I know, it's like he could be bringing in 10 rand. I'm like bringing in like 1 rand to the table. So, but we discuss the whole 10 rand together. He's 10 rand. Like, okay, baby, so we're going to go and eat scopas here. And then after that, we can afford a watch what. You understand? So it's an open discussion.
Okay.
Can I ask you something before you answer that? Excuse for interrupting. Okay, go. I'll ask.
Hey, both.
Okay. So would you date a person who earns less than you?
How would I know? Would we have to discuss it? Would I have to tell you how much I earn?
Okay, and don't you guys talk about money in your relationships?
No, I don't want to know how much you earn.
Like, but you can gauge from the job maybe he does.
Yeah.
Like, he's a petrol attendant. You don't have to.
Ah, she wouldn't go for
also,
She ain't going for a table.
Come on.
Maybe he's an upcoming DJ.
Yeah, no. Like myself, so.
No.
Why are you putting yourself in the mix now?
No, I wouldn't even date a DJ.
You wouldn't?
Yeah, no. I mean, DJs have money now, but I wouldn't date a DJ per se. I feel like they're not my type. But the guys that I would date,
or
there's a particular type.
An upcoming rapper, you know?
No.
Like a mesh nyana.
Like, okay, mesh. Plus, he has his nails done. Like, a guy like mesh.
He's got
what's the thing that you guys call it?
He's got a bonnet.
Oh, mesh.
He's got his nails done. Like, bonnet. He takes care of himself, this guy. Head to toe. Black car.
You know, that's just the fighting part, is the bonnet part. But no. Mesh, sorry. You and I can't do this. But no, okay. Let's now take it back, because the assumption is that I have never been in a committed relationship. Cool?
No, it's not that assumption. No.
What? Is it a definite?
No, not that a definite.
Oh, okay. I've been in a committed relationship before.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I've dated for a very long time. Twice, in fact. I almost got married! What?
What?
I remember you said that.
Okay.
But wasn't a discussion about finances?
Why?
Because
of the money. Discussions were never there. Okay, you see now.
Okay, so my first rodeo, I was still a student. I just come out of school.
Mm-hmm.
So I was working, you know, part-time jobs that I was sort of getting to know. I was working at a media agency in Durban that I had created with not a friend of mine, but like a business partner, so to speak. Mm. So things were like that, were just general conversations, and we never discussed finances. If anything, I suppose for him, he just felt he needed to take leeway.
Oh, charge,
and I let
yeah.
him. Okay. And that's okay. You know, I get all alimuntu otlering out pay. Who am I?
You know those girls that go, I'm going to get a bank statement, sucker babes.
No.
He wants bank statements.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, rightfully so, he should. But I mean, for me, skip sell someone about to, no, what am I going to do? Then, obviously, I got into another serious relationship, which now, with a software developer. So, you know, which, by the way, just for a matter of fact, software developers are the highest paid people in South Africa.
Really?
In terms of careers, yeah, it ranks number one.
Okay.
What
so all them software
money.
Developers, you know, drop your numbers.
I feel like I got just sharp with But anyway, so we dated for a very long time and we did a lot of vacations together. Be it in Bela, be it in Sun City, be it outside of Johannesburg, things like that.
Mm.
And it was never really a discussion that we'd have to have.
Mm.
And granted, I also feel like I'm a little bit spoiled in that regard. So that my next relationship, unfortunately, we might need to have the conversation.
Yes.
I'm not used to having the conversation. It's a little bit awkward for me because the people that I have dated have sort of assumed the role without me having asked, right?
Okay.
So this is somebody who would say,
I'd encourage you to do those conversations early. Hey,
they need to happen.
They need to happen, baby.
I think maybe when we move in together, after that, I can't let see, but Joe.
Before
that, I don't want to know. And I don't want you to know where my checks is going. No, I'm back at YFM now, okay? And I got 6 shows, so I ain't gone.
Yay, she's
banging. Have a conversation
it.
With you about my
Hence,
money.
It's okay to ask him and not expect him to ask you because of Funan.
So then how do you raise the conversation then when we're not talking about guys who have money and guys who don't have money? So how do we have the financial conversation with the partners?
It could be as vague as possible. It doesn't have to be like, it's like, what can you afford? What does your check give you? What kind of security does it give you?
How big is your pocket? How deep is your pocket?
Exactly. Okay. What kind of work do you do?
Yeah.
Stuff if someone there.
Already but I mean, says that you already know on the first date. So when you're relationshiping, this is something you don't need to already discuss.
If he says I'm an intern software developer, what do you say?
Yeah, but you'd already have known that when you went on the first date or the second date, right? Mm. So then you can gauge
Never
whether
gauge.
Or not you want
Sometimes
to.
Sometimes you need to let the person talk.
Does he have
mouth.
Multiple streams of income or is it just one?
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, but okay. Those type of conversations.
Tricky. Mm. Okay. Mm. So, for you, are you dating a guy who has money?
I'm happy. He has
no,
money.
No, but I mean, relatively for what you desire.
Well, I should say, we're well, on the spot, Mara. This is a tough one. Well,
I could then you tell us, Mjolo is
money.
Possible.
We're yes. making money, so Mjolo is possible.
And Mjolo okay. is possible with or without money?
Without, it's possible, provided that you guys have an understanding of what the fuck are you guys doing.
That's true. Mm.
If you guys have an understanding of what you're doing, then it is possible. You can live with knowing, oh, ish, baby, we are 80% happy and the 20% is because we don't have money.
Ooh, me, it would be the other way around. 20%, let's depend on happiness. 80, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Ghosty?
I just believe in it's where and what level are you at? And also, if... Always prepare yourself for the worst also, because I've always said that in the event that we kind of lose things, I'm willing to scale it back. I'm willing to say, okay, let's downsize. I'm willing to say, okay, let's move to a one bedroom. You know, all of that. It has...
If we're not going to Dubai when...
Yeah, Tepi is like...
South Africa is out of your league.
It's not even. It's actually not even. I hear what you're saying. I respect what you're saying. I judge not what you're saying. And I hope you're not judging where I am coming from.
No.
Because unfortunately...
We all have to have different point of
view. Yeah, and I'm 100% not that baby girl. I'm very, very sorry.
I think if I had experienced a guy who's moneyed, maybe I'd probably be where you are.
Yeah, and now I'm single. Ah, DZ. You don't have money. Don't come to my circle.
Okay.
I'm not playing.
Even guys, don't go for girls that don't have money. But so good is about to bow.
Yes. Don't date broke girls, and I'm one of them, so don't date me. That's how we wrap up the conversation. It's been awesome on the table. My name is Seppi.
I'm Khobotsur.
And the Ghost Lady. Thank
we
you.
We outie, comment, like, and subscribe.
Hi, guys. We didn't give shout out to Rooftop.
I'll give it.
Okay.